We are just trying to make the world a better place.
If
the
world make it a better place
for you.
What's happening, people? My name is Mubarak. Some of you know me as Mook Deep. Either way, you're correct. I just got featured on Thanos Now podcast. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all of that cool stuff.
What's up, guys? Welcome. I'm Hussaini Anat, and welcome back to the Thanos Now podcast. Tada. The topic for discuss today is the sports industry and sustainability. You know, when you hear about sports industry and sustainability together, you feel like, what's the correlation? In the words of Patrick Bamford, did I get that correctly?
Patrick Bamford, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he said that climate change is a threat to sports. And if we don't act, it's going to get worse. So, you understand what climate change is?
Yeah.
You understand? Essentially, it is definitely going to affect sports, because when the environment is not habitable enough to even live in, before you can go ahead and perform sports would be crazy. Presently, the weather in the country, in Nigeria, is not fit for even sports. And then the AFCON is on. I can see players, I don't really follow the AFCON, but you can see that
they take water breaks
like more frequently.
Yeah.
And that's to tell you that if this goes on for longer, they might actually start getting to the brink of an end, because players will not find it bearable to perform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just as you were mentioning that, like, I was just remembering the World Cup in 2018. Like, it was the first time. They had probably been doing it before then, but for me personally, within my own journey within following football, it was the first time that I saw, like, fans actually cleaning up the stands after the game. Like, Japanese fans.
Oh, they were picking.
They stayed behind and cleaned up every single
mess. I think I saw that.
And their players as well cleaned up their dressing room. And I want to big up Japanese culture. They're actually, I think there's a lot to learn from them.
Yeah, so. I would even like to maybe go to Japan for a while, maybe 2 years, just to live and experience their culture. Their culture is really, really beautiful. One of the clubs that performs very, very well when it comes to environment. Can you see that my voice has changed?
Are you talking about the best club in the world?
Well,
I think that's one of the things that we agree on.
Yeah. So for that reason, my club, my beautiful club, Liverpool, they actually play a very key role when it comes to sustainability in the sports industry. And that's like a big shout out to every Liverpool fans out there. You're a fan too.
Of course I'm a fan, lifelong.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, no matter how good you're doing, like, there are people that are watching you. So there was a point in time, I think 2 or 3 seasons ago, Liverpool had a Champions League game. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to make sure their players were well rested before the game. So, like, Liverpool to Newcastle is not a long trip. You could go by road.
Okay.
Well, the Liverpool management decided to fly the players because they needed the players to get back in time and be well rested before their Champions League encounter. So there was a lot of criticism towards them, like, why are you flying a whole plane just because you want to get from Newcastle to Liverpool? So yeah, no matter how good they've done, there's still some I think those things are unavoidable sometimes, you know, because no matter how much you try to make it green, they still have they call it coach, but like those big luxurious buses that they travel on, that thing is emitting carbon monoxide.
It can be electric.
Could it be though? That's true.
You don't know.
We were talking the other time though, like, I was thinking, because we're not just talking about football, like, we're talking about sports in general, right?
Yeah, sports in general.
So I was thinking, like, Formula One, I don't know if you checked that out though. Like,
I did check it.
Did they start implementing?
Well, I knew that Ferrari was saying something as regards that, but I cannot affirm that for sure. This is what is happening when it comes to Formula One.
But that would be incredible though, because Lewis Hamilton just moved to Ferrari. Imagine him driving in an electric car and then winning one of the championships. Like, that would be big for people within sustainability. And that reminds me about, I don't know if you are going to talk about it later, so I'm going to save that for later, about what's going on with the Nigerian team and that.
You know, yeah, I will definitely get to that. That's the point I'm going to get to, is that, but before then, there is this thing I want to say is, we all know how football can make their fans crazy.
Yeah.
And I think Manchester United, has one of the best, they get more
fan base.
And from the sale of jerseys and other merchandise,
yeah,
they make a lot of money. Yeah, of I think it is Manchester United, yeah?
Yeah, I think.
Or Man City.
Of course, Man United.
Exactly.
City are doing well on the pitch, but like off the pitch, United has a big influence.
Yeah, so I think Manchester United has one of the biggest fan base. And for, you can tell there was a particular period that we were very crazy about Project Mbappe. And we had several people actually in real life emulating that project. Like, and you can see that people are actually very, very crazy about football, about players, about the team as a whole. I have met with people that whenever their team loses, they go, like, emotionally, they would not be fine for the next 1 week.
Wow, really?
I have met with people that would spend their last penny just to buy a merchandise of Manchester United. That used to be me, though. And I have even watched people fight themselves tooth and nail just because they are arguing about
football.
Or sports in general, because there's basketball too, and there is Formula One, we have tennis.
I think Formula One has a huge role to play because naturally their sports isn't even
environmental friendly. No, I'm not talking about being environment at this point. I'm talking about the mindset.
Oh yeah,
like I'm talking about the mindset. We have Formula One, we have basketball, we have football. We have tennis, the Olympics as a whole, and we have so many other sports. The sports industry, and due to the fan base and how they can influence the mindset of people, can be that tool that the environmental industry and even sustainability industry needs to get what we want. Because at this point, what we need is education and awareness amongst everybody. Like, everybody needs to be conscious. So if Ronaldo comes today and say, yo, I am not going to do this, I don't want to take pets, but there are people that are as crazy and they are overly crazy about Ronaldo that would emulate that.
That has actually happened before. I can't remember which tournament it was, but Ronaldo actually made, was it Coca-Cola? Yeah, he made them lose a ton of money. They offered him Coke and water and he was like, nah, like, I don't drink soda, take that away. He wasn't really referring to Coke, but because of the influence he has, they lost a lot of money, and it was just a bad time for Coke, and it was a bit of banter because people were dragging them under the bus.
And I don't know what Messi did to me with Pepsi. I don't like to, because I just felt like I could take Pepsi. I enjoyed it. Not because I really loved Messi and I would emulate, but there are people that are actually they are really, really crazy about these people, that if they sniff, they don't mind emulating that way.
Yeah, yeah. And I was going to say that the way Ronaldo looks after himself, like, because most times they say charity begins at home, right?
Mm.
And if we're talking about sustainability in the environment as a whole, like, you have to start with your own body, like,
yeah,
things that you consume. How you exercise and how you look after your body. Like, Ronaldo is 39 now and, like, he keeps going on and on and on. If the sustainability industry is looking for a big football star to be of influence, I think Ronaldo should be that guy.
There was a time I was actually legitimately crushing on Hector Bellerin. I didn't even know that we're in sync. See how God does wonders. We are actually in sync. I really liked him until I started hearing sending things around him, but I still do like
him. What did you hear around
about him? We're not talking about football with this team. I'm talking about what they do to the environment.
Okay.
So Hector pledged, like, he made a pledge that he was going to fund the planting of 3,000 trees for each victory Arsenal clinched at the time when he was still signed to Arsenal. And that's like a huge thing to do. 3,000 trees is a whole lot. It is a whole
lot. I don't know if he got to plant 3,000 trees.
Though. But he did a lot.
He did. He actually did.
Yeah. To him. And not just that. So he became like a shareholder of environmentally sustainable professional football clubs.
Yeah.
Like, these are professional football clubs, but they are environmentally sustainable. And he became like shareholders, just like the Forest Green Rangers, Rovers, and then the Carbon Neutral League, two sites. I don't know what clubs that is. But he became like shareholders to those teams. And that's like, he is actually striving for environmental sustainability. And that's like a big, 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 big feat to do. Because it's not easy to just come and say, okay, me, I'm not going this direction. I want to go this direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bellerin is an interesting character. He was best right back in the league for a long time before Trent came and snatched his jewelry from him. Anyway, I was tricking. But yeah, Bellerin is a great guy. He has done well in that regard. I think he still continued what he was doing for a while. I don't know if he still does it now because he actually had a podcast at one point. That was the only way I could follow up with what he was doing in terms of sustainability.
Wow, beautiful. I didn't know that he had a podcast.
Yeah, it's called More Than. So he used to just bring players that he felt were more than just football players because that's like his whole... That's like what drives him. Like, he's very expressive with his fashion as well.
Yeah, he's actually very, when it comes to his fashion, he's very, very expressive.
Yeah,
I like him.
So he sees himself as more than just a footballer. Yeah. So.
That's interesting. It's interesting. Then the sports industry generates wastes. What is the need in releasing merchandise every season? Is it every season?
Yeah.
And it is not even just about releasing merchandise. They have away kits.
Home kits. Some would even go as far as doing fourth kits. There is a club, Atletico Madrid, Napoli. During the course of the season, they kept releasing new jerseys. In the season when they won the Scudetto, like they released up to like, don't quote me by it, but I think up to like 6 jerseys before the end of the season.
That's interesting. So, and they have a fan base that would love to purchase each and every of the kits they release every season. That is overproduction equaling to overconsumption. Why do I need to have a Liverpool jersey that I have a Liverpool home jersey? I have the away kits. I have a Kiniko. It's because you do it. That's why I am raising this point. Like, you do it. You have retro, away, home. How do I know this? Because you used to post it on your modern day when you're happy.
Well, yeah, I think you are right, though. But if you are looking at it from another aspect, it's really about like collecting stuff. I wasn't thinking about how it affects the environment.
But if Liverpool had ever come out to say, oh, for this season, we'll not be releasing anything just because we're trying to save the planet.
Actually, that's happened before. That's happened.
If they come, nobody's going to buy anything and everybody would love what they previously had.
You see, the thing with football is like, a lot of players are complaining right now because they're playing way too many games than the players can afford to play. Like, there's so many injuries to players. Football is really... is in a crazy place right now because they are so invested in making money to stakeholders, so they do everything they can. So that's why, like, when Brentford decided they weren't releasing a new kit last season, I think it was like they were going to use the kit from the previous season because they didn't see any need. Like, why would you be changing kits every season? And that was like the first time I actually sat and thought about it. I was like, No, that's actually true. Like, why are we always changing football kits? Because it's just like iPhones, like they keep changing phones all the time. Like,
that's a different ball game entirely.
Mm-hmm.
iPhones,
they just make a little tweak.
No, iPhones are a different ball game entirely. They are devices and they still have more spec compared to the other. Then that brings me to this. Either Puma, Adidas, or Nike, I don't know which of them, but it came off as they are trying to produce more sustainable clothing. And it is not about producing. It is about reducing what you are producing. You get what I'm saying? Reducing consumption. At this point, if you produce environmental-friendly jerseys, we still have, like, there are people that have over 20 kits, 20 jerseys. And we have this, you know, funny things. They are original and they are clone.
Yes.
They are clone jerseys. So if Manchester United come today and say, we're able to sell off about 10,000, 100,000 of Kiriko jersey, just know that in the real sense of it, that thing that is outside is over 1 million. Because we have hundreds of thousands of
kits
that are actually cloned. When I say cloned, I mean fake Abba made. I mean Abba made.
Yeah.
We have loads of Abba made. And that's actually...
Wait, let me ask you a quick question. Does it also mean that it is more expensive to produce environmentally friendly?
Yes, it's more.
That goes back to what I was saying. Like, football is in a crazy place. They don't want to... looking for the best way to milk the biggest share of the money.
If you make it expensive, your fan base go buy them.
That's true, Sha.
It's not about the purchasing. They are never about... Has any club ever come to tell you that we were unable to sell out our merchandise? No. Because they'll sell out. It is not about the purchase at this point. It is about the production. And that's what I'm saying. That if there is this is a design. I have a design like triangle that I want to release for this particular season. And I already sent it to Adidas. Adidas already said, okay, they'll produce it, but it's going to be environmental friendly. That means they'll be using maybe pure cotton. And Adidas is producing pure cotton material for my fan base, producing, 200,000 pieces. And then I was able to sell 180,000 pieces because my players too would have their own pieces and they would have the ones they can give their fans to as well.
Yeah.
So if that one goes off like that, then I have... In circulation, you would be seeing about 1 million pieces of that design, of that clothing. In this case, the ones that are environmental friendly are like 10%. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The ones that are environmental friendly are like 10%. And that means, but if I do not release a new design template out, and I just say, okay, continue, go ahead. But for people that still want to buy,
you can go ahead.
Nike can go ahead and produce environmental sustainable ones.
Oh.
They need to produce more from the people who make copies.
Okay.
Won't be there.
Wait, if I'm getting you correctly, are you saying that if they are trying to flush out these kits that are not environmentally friendly, like, an idea they could use is, okay, use the same design for the next season.
For like 2 seasons.
But make it the same design, but use environmentally friendly materials to create those jerseys.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, right? You're bringing the work.
I'm actually smart to some extent.
You're actually smart. If you weren't smart, I wouldn't be sitting on this microphone with you, no?
I thank God. Thank you. So that's that about that. Then I'm going to move ahead to recently, last week, even today, I still saw it on my LinkedIn page that this Nigerian player, his boot is made from,
I think you said sugarcane, mention other things, but I think Sugar King was the one that stood out for me.
Yeah.
It's Nigeria's captain. What's his name again? I want you to remember.
I can't even want to remind you.
Okay,
his name is William Troost Ekong.
William Troost Ekong.
Yes.
His boots is made from... There's a big fuss around it on the internet.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it. The environmental is talking about it. Clubs will go ahead to start doing things like that. Individuals, they've seen the buzz around it, would go ahead to start doing stuff like that. And that's like a great feat that we are matching. But there's something they call greenwashing.
What does that mean?
Greenwashing means that clubs can come. Like, let's say, Arsenal, for example. I'm sorry, Arsenal fans, we just like,
Pick on Chelsea. We've not mentioned Chelsea. They're having
Let's say Chelsea. I didn't like that club. Let's say Chelsea for this me. Chelsea comes and say, we are environmentally aware.
Mm.
We are green. We are practicing sustainable culture.
Mm.
They publicize it. They make a whole big fuss around it. Yeah, we are green. We are this. We don't want this. We want environmental this. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They keep saying that. But in the actual sense, none of their practices in real time is actually green.
Mm.
That's what they call greenwashing. They are lying to the public.
Mm.
You get? So that's that thing about the old... I don't like what the media does with when one particular person practices grey. You blow it too much out of proportion. Fine, we are trying to make the world aware, but you blow it too much out of proportion that people would now embrace it, and that's when greywashing comes to play. Other athletes, footballers, they might want to start because there's a big fuss around the captain right
now. Yeah, the thing is, right now, yeah. There is actually, I don't know if those boots are environmentally friendly, because if they were, they would have mentioned there are these boots, like they are old boots, but it's like retros. So they brought them back. They started doing the same design, like Adidas. So Trent has worn it, Bellingham has worn it. I think I saw Jurgen Klopp in training the other day wearing it as well. Like a lot of players are buzzing about it.
Club.
So it is like, this is like opposites now. Because I'm assuming the Adidas one is not exactly environmentally friendly. I don't know the name of the brand for the environmentally friendly one. Shame on me. I'm always seeing them on Insta, but right now I just can't remember the name. But without boots, I think there should be more buzz around this because, yeah, those players are actually high profile, but like I think the profile can go up just a bit. Like we can see...
That's like he has a design, you know.
No redesign. I want to see more Premier League players actually wear, because I don't think there's any Premier League player.
I don't think in the sports industry, there should be like a very beautiful recycled culture.
Yes, there should be. That's why I said football is still like at the infancy stage of sustainability, even though they've done a lot.
They can embrace. That's why this podcast is there. We're just talking about it. It's not like I want to go to... Premier League now and say, okay, you guys...
You don't even have to go to the Premier League first. Start from Lagos.
It's not like...
In Lagos is there.
It's not like I'm going to go to... Sustainable.
You could do that.
Not yet. I can't today. If the opportunity comes, I will go and preach that to them and give them roadmaps.
Yeah.
But we are going to talk about it until the year.
Yeah.
Until the people who are there, they get to know that there is like a call. We are calling you to action. Like, we are calling you. We want you to know. The reason why I brought you here is because your own fan base, as regards sports, that listen to your sports podcast, they will listen. They will know that there's no reason on this earth why they need to buy another jersey next season.
I don't want to mention names now, but like, I'm not sure if they would listen, but I hope they do, because this is actually something.
That's why I'm picking. Tell your people.
I'm just saying this, even myself, I don't think I am totally sold on it yet. Like,
I would hold you accountable. When you come, when into the next season, I would ask you and say, hello, how far Mob Deep? Am I pronouncing it right?
Mob Deep, not Mob.
Mob Deep.
Yep.
Okay.
But like, I prefer people calling me Mubarak now, because like, Mob Deep, yeah, it's still on Twitter, but like, it's something that I adopted when I was a lot younger. I don't know if you had that situation where you had like a nickname. It's not like I'm denying or anything. Like,
so you don't want to bear that ticket?
Not really. Not like I'm changing. But
you,
but like,
you want to, you're now a, like a new person.
Not exactly
life
new.
Is changing. We are getting older. We are better in generation.
Hey, look at me.
Truly, life,
like, but like,
the things I could say back then, I don't think I can say, because now I have younger generations.
Like, have you gone on Facebook and checked what you posted from like 10 years ago?
I didn't
use, you know how cringe that is.
Interestingly, I didn't use Facebook for a very long time, so things I said on Facebook are really seen. If you check what I used to post, I mean,
I goofed. I'm like crazy. I mean, like, do you know when you would spell like
L-Y-K.
L-Y-K, like those things.
You see, life there, I didn't do those things.
Why?
Because
you were never a young person. You were always an old man at heart.
I have always been an old man at heart. I don't think I embrace certain things about the culture of this world.
Yeah, we are Gen Z still.
I don't think I am Gen Z, but I don't have Gen Z.
I see. What did you just say? I see Gen Z traits all the time with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Beautiful, but I don't think Gen Z-ish.
Yeah, kind of, but like, you still have, you are not denying the allegations, never.
No, I'm not denying that I am not Gen Z, and I do Gen Z things. I do Gen Z things. Everything in my head right now can all...
Let me tell you something. You try to be, what's the word? Like, you are trying to be on the right side. Like, what? I appreciate that, but like, sometimes allow yourself to just be a Gen Z, because you're actually a Gen Z.
If I allow myself to be a Gen Z, I have millennial sisters. They will insult my entire existence. So I can't, when I was growing, if I was surrounded by Gen Zs, it's fine. But I was surrounded by older people, grandmas, mothers, fathers.
So that means
aunties. So, yeah.
That's,
so I actually related more with older people.
That's nice.
Maybe that's one reason why I like the whole sustainability thing. I have mentioned things. I have mentioned strategies. We have discussed around ways that the football industry or the sports industry as a whole can actually... We're using football as like a major case, like a scenario, yeah, because that is more relatable.
What I think is, like, I'm actually just trying to think beyond football, because there are actually some sports that are environmentally friendly. For instance, athletics, people who just, all they need is a track shoe and some trunks to run. That's not, okay, you can go a whole lot into how those things are produced, but in terms of the real mechanism of how that sport is played, you don't really need too much carbon emission. So, but when you look at Formula One, for instance, like, they have cars all the time, like cars emitting a
I
lot of
I read somewhere that Ferrari is trying to like start electric
cars. That would be nice. That would be nice, because as I said before, it would be nice to just see. I think it would be a huge victory for sustainability to see a man like Lewis Hamilton go and become world champion in an electronic car and breaking the record, because the record stands at 7 championships, and that has been held by Michael Schumacher for a very long time. Like, and then Lewis Hamilton equaled the record, and he has been trying to break it for a long time. So imagine him winning the 8th championship, breaking the record, and actually doing it in an electronic car. That would be so significant for sustainability.
Yeah, that's going to be very beautiful. And I actually look forward to that time. Maybe I would celebrate.
What other sports do you like outside of football?
Tennis.
Yeah, I like tennis too. How?
I used to be a person that I was playing tennis, not professionally, just
at school.
Yeah. Then for some reason I stopped. Why? Life, you need to make certain choices to get yourself from the stronghold of poverty. And there are some things that you can't see my way. Sapa is about to twist your neck up.
So Sapa sent you away from the tennis court.
When my mates they walk, my mates are able to play tennis. We are never chop you the way.
You see, that's the thing. Like, I feel like Nigeria limits a lot of people.
Yeah. Somebody said that being a Nigerian actually limits your capabilities by 101%.
For you to actually do the things that I mean, you love genuinely.
Like, you would not be able to get to the peak of, like, you will not get to that peak. That's why maybe I don't want to even bring this Nigerian discourse here, but I would say so many of our parents, they settled.
But they had a great time. Like, you are the one
seeing it as a great time, but apparently they settled.
Well, you think so?
Yeah, they settled.
I've heard people.
Because you might go around ask older generations what they truly wanted to be. And most of them, they don't go ahead and say, this is it. What they did was for survival.
Just get a job.
Just get a job. Just feed my family. Just get a house. Just care. So it is only like a few people that, some people actually even go ahead and.
But what I'm going to tell you is that at that point, if you had a dream and you wanted to stand out, it was, I wouldn't say easier, but like it was a lot more realistic for you to do those things because the system was not against you.
Mm. It wasn't the system that was against them. It was them that was against themselves. It's just parents at that time are not even as exposed. They only believed in going to school and making it out of school and then you get a job and then you're fine.
Yeah.
But they could not actually get, like, they could not follow their passion. Many of them. It is, if you ask people that are older around you, just ask them, when you were younger, what was the thing? There's a woman that used to say, when I was younger, I did enjoy it. But now what she does, she just does one of these businesses and as far as we are fine.
That's sad.
That's like, we settle a lot.
Yeah.
I would not want to lie that there are times when mentally I always want to settle as well. Like, I just get tired and just say, well, if I'm sure I'm making money.
This is a therapy session, isn't it?
It is not. But let's get by head. We are just going around.
I like that you are being like honest because like it shows that you have a genuine connection with your listeners.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think what I think is you are right, like there's a lot of scenarios where it's not like you want to settle, but you have to because obviously you have to survive first before
you know you have that dream support. I really loved sports at the time.
Really?
Like, not sports. Like, I just loved tennis. And I really wanted to just play. I wasn't even going...
For me, it was...
I wasn't even going professionally. I just wanted to play tennis, like, for leisure and just enjoy. But the facilities for even tennis is in school. The cost of going in and out was something I could not always afford. Always. The time, I could not always afford. That time, that spare time.
Yeah, because school lectures all the time.
Oh, I really wanted to do something, or maybe I was trying to learn a skill, or I was doing a side.
But you love photography, though.
Yeah, that's because it was able to pay me and put food on my table.
Photography wasn't paying you, it wasn't something that you would continue to do.
Yeah, because I needed to survive at some point. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Because maybe that's one of the things that during the last episode, I spoke about styrofoams and how it has been banned. But funny enough,
what does styrofoams mean?
Yeah, plastic containers, plastic packaging.
Oh yeah, yeah. We just had one.
Yeah, funny enough, I had food today. They brought it to me inside styrofoam, and I'm like, inside is Lagos. Wait, is it a banner? It's funny. It's very funny.
I think they were blabbing about that thing because you would know it was unrealistic for them to just say they were banned. And I heard one again. They said they banned alcohol in sachet.
Yeah.
I saw that one on Twitter. It was hilarious. The person retweeted or reposted these days, because as you know, you don't use tweets anymore. The person was like, all the Egbon Adubos just fell to their knees.
It's so funny that we have a whole lot of problem, and that's what we are still talking about enforcement. Enforcement can actually go two ways. Make people understand the extent of the damage this can cause if they don't do otherwise. And then when they decide to be stubborn about it and not listen, then enforce it. But you cannot just go around and tell a Yazidi not to use a plastic.
How many places are you even going to get to? That's the thing. Except you want to have, like, when they were doing Kai, for instance, when they were checking people that were not cleaning their environment.
Just like you said, Nigeria back then, I think, was better. So whatever Fela had seen then, that made him think that's...
So Fela smiling.
You have to say he did, yeah.
Can you not see can you not see how upset Sheon is?
If Idris always sang that,
Idris Abdul Karim.
If Idris Abdul Karim can go into the studio and sing now, he might cry. He was really shouting at the top of his voice. So, you know,
and at that point, he had a lot of problems with the government.
I am over 20 right now.
Really? So you're over 20? I thought you were like 18. No, you look like...
I'll give you a death.
Wait, dude, have you been in a scenario where, because you look young, because... Sometimes I've thought about
that. This podcast has gone away from sports.
It doesn't have to be sports.
Yeah.
Allow me. Like, I've thought about that thing. Like, if I was a girl, because I actually look a lot younger than I am. I like to believe so.
Like, I think that background.
I'm not that old, though. Like, you guys can't tell me I'm that old, but I think I look a lot younger than I am. Like, I have thought of it. Like, if I was a girl, like, boys that are like 20, 22, 21 would try to call for me. Like, how do you, have you been in that situation? How do you deal with a situation like that? Because that could be...
I don't even smile. So people don't come to me.
But I don't think it's a problem, though. Like,
I know they smile, I know they talk. You know, if you follow me, talk me, kind of. I'm not wicked, but nothing is funny. So why, what was making you laugh?
So you're going by what Fela said. We should not be suffering and smile.
Don't suffer. Change and look the way your problem. Change and tell people say I'm problem deal. So that people can easily come
by.
No grief. So that's it. And I think we have gone away from the discourse, and it's fine to deviate a bit and then come back. That's what makes it interesting. And what else I want to say? I just want to say thank you for listening this far. We didn't come this far to come this far. Drop your notes about sports and sustainability and tell your fans.
Well,
fans that they should follow us. We'll be sure for us for years. We'll be G. I miss Mistra so much.
Yeah, I wish you was here. Anyway, I would say thank you for bringing me out of creativity cell to come record with you guys.
Thank you for accepting. We're on a call and I say, Alpha, I learned that you come on my pod and say, make you just talk.
Always podcast.
He's like, oh, wow. So what do you think I should talk about? And I'm like, boy, calm down. So yeah, you can follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, and on YouTube.
Let me learn now. I've not finished my...
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, I've said what I needed to say. Thank you for the chance to
talk to your fans, telling me how to be sustainable. Thanks to the weather. Are you people saying what the weather is?
As Anat has said, Like, if you're a football fan and you're interested in having a lot of football kits, you might want to reconsider that. And you might want to be an advocate of your football club repeating kits. And to the fans
Klopp is leaving.
We didn't even talk about that.
He's not for this podcast.